A senior UN official has warned that an anticipated Saudi-led assault on the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah could cost hundreds of thousands of lives.
Humanitarian coordinator in Yemen, Liz Grande, says that a military attack or siege on Hodeidah will impact hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians. Humanitarian organizations have rushed to develop a contingency plan. In a prolonged worst case, we fear that as many as 250,000 people may lose everything, even their lives.
Lark has said humanitarian agencies in Yemen are deeply concerned about a possible attack. He added that the UN and its partners estimate that as many as 600,000 civilians are currently living in and around Hodeidah. He said the port city is the single most important point of entry for food and basic supplies into war-ravaged Yemen. Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross also expressed misgivings over the situation in Yemen.
The situation has become so complex with a series of threats and security situations that are very difficult to read. And you know, one of our colleagues was killed last month, and the risk of other security incidents led us to take the decision to withdraw most of our international team, 70 people, in order to have a look from outside at how we can best respond to the needs that appear there.
The warning came after a spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said its forces were around 20 kilometers from the city. The coalition did not specify whether it was planning for an attack to seize Hodeidah. Meanwhile, Saudi warplanes continue to target civilian areas across Yemen on a regular basis. Over 14,300 people have been killed since Saudi Arabia launched its war on Yemen in March of 2015.